A Japanese team won the Little League World Series over the weekend. We heard Friday about Japanese Little League baseball culture with its intense focus on fundamentals in practice and the way of the baseball. Today we have the results. Here's Tim Lambert of our member station WITF.
Since 1947, only 17 winning teams racked up double digits in runs during the championship game of the Little League World Series. The number of finals where both teams did it? Zero. Until now, that is. Tokyo's Kitsusuna Little League and Redland Little League of South Central Pennsylvania put on an offensive show yesterday, the likes of which had never been seen in the title game. When the smoke cleared, Japan had an 18-11 win and its 10th Little League World Championship, leaving Pennsylvania wanting for a 56th straight year. After Tokyo grabbed a 2-0 lead in the top of the first, Redland's offensive might went on display with a Grand Slam home run by Dylan Rodenhaber, followed quickly by a 3-run home run by Jaden Henline. Redland scored 10 runs in the bottom of the first inning, a world championship game record. It gave Redland, after only one inning, a 10-2 lead, and they seemed poised to claim the Little League crown. But manager Tom Pfeiffer was a little bit uneasy about things.
I guess my thought was it's too good to be true as a coach. You know, I mean, I cannot believe this is happening. But, you know, some of the at-bats they put together.
To say the least, Tokyo answered and answered quickly with 9 runs in the top of the second inning, including back-to-back-to-back round trippers. By the end of the third inning, Tokyo was in full control of the game after adding another 4 runs for a 13-11 lead. It set a Little League World Series tournament record by overcoming an 8-run deficit. Redland's Pfeiffer says he was impressed how the Japanese hitters just kept putting the bat on the ball and finding holes in his team's defense.
They were hitting pitches that I've never seen kids, especially 12-year-old kids, hit.
As Tokyo kept piling up the runs, a soft-throwing Japanese left-hander was silencing the Redland bats. Pitcher Nobuyuki Kawashima lived in San Diego for 4 years and speaks fluent English. His manager brought him in to start the second inning.
He told me before the game, if the fastball doesn't work too well on them, he will go with me, who has more of a breaking ball kind of type.
Kawashima threw 5 innings of 2-hit ball. He faced a hometown crowd of more than 42,000 cheering for Redland. Kawashima says while the fans intimidated some of his teammates, he took a different approach.
Before I pitch, everybody told me that, you know, I lived in the USA, so I think you're used to the call. So I just thought of the crowd's call as mine.
Despite the loss, Redland's effort did not go unnoticed. The team bus was greeted all along the 90-mile ride home by groups of fans, large and small, capped off with a fire truck escort. Tokyo Kitsusuna returns home with their 3rd Little League title. For NPR News, I'm Tim Lambert at the Little League World Series in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.